legit. I was kind of embarrassed because I fell asleep yesterday and started snoring, and somebody woke me up. I wasn't at home. I was in a public place with other people around me.
Dude, the snoring makes it so much worse.
Oh, I know, and I'm a snorer. I got like mild sleep apnea, so I'm constantly snoring. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. I want to know, where did you fall asleep in public? Maybe it was at your job. Maybe it was at the store. I mean, wherever it might have been. I feel like a common place might be the movie theater, but even then, still, that's so embarrassing if you're just there watching a movie. Like, people are hearing you snore over the background sounds. My story yesterday, I was at the dentist. Guys, you're not going to believe me, but I was so tired yesterday. Ugh. Not when they were drilling, but they were, you know how they use like the little scraper thing to get off the plaque and the tartar?
Ugh, I hate that.
Like that thing to get all the little gunky stuff off. They were scraping my teeth and my head, like just sitting back in the chair, I kind of like fell asleep and I was snoring and they're like, Joe, wake up. Like quickly, I wasn't out for like 5 minutes, right. But like for a minute or two, like
that's
just like
so embarrassing. That is so embarrassing.
So I don't know if anybody else can top that, but where did you fall asleep? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. But yeah, I actually fell asleep at the dentist. One way they can always wake you up too, they do the suction.
I hate everything about the dentist.
Oh, I don't mind the dentist. Here's what I don't like, and I love my dentist. I think they're awesome people, but she goes to tell me that, hey, you do have a cavity in one of your upper teeth, so we're going to have to take off your little veneer thing. Because I had my teeth done when I was younger because I had such bad teeth, and they're going to have to drill that out and put a crown in. And then out of pocket with insurance, thank God I got insurance through work, it's still going to be like $500 or $1,000. So I'm just like, man, you guys are really getting me.
Oh my gosh, I hate that noise.
What's your noise?
That noise.
What? Oh, that one? My bad.
I hate it. Hate the dentist. But so one time.
Yeah.
I fell asleep while I was getting a pedicure. I was in the pedicure chair, and those chairs are so comfortable, and your feet are in like the warm water, and like they'll massage your feet. And I honestly fell asleep in the chair, and then I woke myself up, thank God. I don't know if they noticed or not, if they just thought I was like deeply, deeply relaxing, but I passed out.
833-JOE-ALEX. I can't believe nobody's calling that doesn't actually have a story about falling asleep in public. You must be way embarrassed if that's the case.
I mean, I've fallen asleep at bars before.
Well, like, that's not falling drunk. Asleep. That's called passing out, Liv. You apparently have an alcohol problem. Bridget, where did you fall asleep at?
Okay, well, once when I was pregnant with my oldest son, it was about 16 years ago, I worked at Sears, and I was upstairs getting the towels together, and I sat down, and I fell asleep upstairs.
So you fell asleep at your job. Did they fire you?
Did. No, as a matter of fact, no one noticed I was gone because we were so busy and there were people downstairs.
Have you seen Bridget?
I was probably gone for at least an hour.
Oh my gosh, that's a long time.
Yeah, I hope you don't actually have an emergency.
One other time, it was at my last job. I was supposed to be watching one of those video editorials.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guys are just talking monotone and showing you screen to screen, and I fell asleep at my desk, and my boss came over and woke me up.
Did you get in trouble for that one? I feel like sleeping on the job's a big no-no.
It is definitely a big no-no. I did get a good warning.
My dad.
Thank you, Bridget.
I'm sure he's going to kill me for saying this.
This is good. Let your father, Papa C, listen closely.
My dad is, he works in finance, and he was sitting at his desk, and he was watching like videos because they have to keep up with training, and he fell asleep while watching one of those videos at his desk because he had like the space heater on, but he's kind of like his own boss, so he didn't really get in trouble. But
oh, come on. I thought it was going to be juicier than that.
No, it wasn't.
All right, Regina's on the Joe and Alex Show. Regina, where'd you fall asleep?
Well, I went to court for my daughter because she couldn't be there, and so I tried to find her attorney. And she said she'd get back with me. And so I sat in the chair, and it was so hot in that courtroom. And the guy up front kept telling everybody to be quiet. Well, I knew I wasn't going to say a word. And I ended up falling asleep. And the two girls in front of me, because the attorney had to wake me up, but she waited till the end of court.
Oh, my gosh. No way she let you just sleep there.
It was I was so embarrassed, and I asked the girls in front of me, I said, I didn't snore, did I? And they just took their heads and went up and down because nobody was talking.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny.
I was so I didn't know if I should be embarrassed or what.
You're lucky the judge didn't lock you up, Regina, you know, like for a disturbance in the court. Hey, thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Caitlin, what's going on with you?
Yes, I was actually getting a tattoo done on my side and fell asleep in the middle of it.
How in the world? Were you not in, like, severe, severe pain?
No, so I was towards the end of it, and, like, I started getting chills, and so I fell asleep. And once he finished, like, he was like, do you like it? And I was just sitting there asleep, and he was like, hey. And, like, he was, like, shaking me, and finally I woke up. He was like, you fell asleep? I was like, yeah, I fell asleep about halfway through.
Are you sure you weren't just passed out, like you passed out from it?
No, I was asleep.
I don't know. Like, I don't have a tattoo, Caitlin. I really think about getting one day. But how do you fall asleep with that? I hear it hurts.
I guess I just have a higher pain tolerance.
Damn, you're a badass.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, she's like, oh, I like to get hit by stuff. Like, people hit me with bats. I just sleep it off.
I have, like, a hangnail, and I freak out.
Caitlin, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. I kind of want to see the tattoo if you can DM us or something. Maybe we can share it with everybody.
Yeah, tweet it at us at Twitter on at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, let's go to Prince. Oh, no. Prince, what did you do?
I fell asleep during lifeguarding while I was lifeguarding for some children, and I didn't know that I had fallen asleep until the kid ran into my chair when he wasn't supposed to be running.
My gosh, dude, that is so, so scary. Were you the only lifeguard sitting out, or were there other lifeguards?
He was the only one.
I was the only lifeguard for that time. I fallen asleep then, and that was the first time. And then the second time, I had fallen asleep during band practice when I was standing up.
You fell asleep standing up? Do you have narcolepsy?
Yes. No, I have CFS.
What is that?
It's chronic fatigue syndrome. I got it from having mono and tonsillitis at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, one of the symptoms is, like, falling asleep while standing up in random places?
Yeah, it's just, like, where you're tired all the time.
Wow, that is crazy. Well, then you actually have, like, a good excuse.
You should fall asleep right now while you talk to us. That'd make good radio. You need to start
snoring. I kind of want to.
Okay, well, we have that effect on a lot of people, Prince.
It's like your superpower.
No kidding. Hey, man, well, thanks for calling in and sharing that. We appreciate it. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.